We begin our Thanksgiving Day reflections this morning in an unexpected place. In Paris, on a street that every Parisian knows by name, Rue de Bac. At number 140, Rue de Bac, there is a convent of the Daughters of Charity, an order of consecrated religious sisters founded by our good friend, St. Vincent de Paul. Exactly 195 years ago today, on the 27th day of November, in the year of our Lord 1830, a pious daughter of charity was praying alone in the convent chapel when all of a sudden, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared. Our Blessed Mother was standing on a globe, on the world, crushing the head of a serpent, very similar to the statue of our Blessed Mother that we have here next to the tabernacle. However, Mary's hands were not folded in prayer, but outstretched with her palms up. Mary had rings of precious stones on her fingers. Rays of light beamed from these stones. The nun said it would have been impossible to describe the beauty and the magnificence of the rays of light. But there were stones on Mary's hands that did not shed any light. They were dark. There were no rays of light emanating from these stones. Mary said that the rays symbolized the graces she bestows from her Son on all who ask for them, but the stones that shed no light represent the graces that people forget to ask for. Then an oval appeared around our Blessed Mother with the words in French, O Mary, conceive without sin. Pray for us who have recourse to thee. Mary then instructed the nun to get a medal struck after this motto. Mary said, those who wear this medal, when it is blessed, will receive great graces, especially if they wear it around their neck. Graces will be abundant for those who have confidence. Naturally, this daughter of charity told her spiritual director about her Marian apparition and her heavenly assignment to produce medals, as is prudent with every private revelation. They proceeded with caution. It wasn't until 2 years later, in 1832, that with the approval of the Archbishop of Paris, 2,000 medals were initially made by King Louis XVIII's jeweler. The Daughters of Charity began wearing the medals and giving them to the elderly and the sick. Almost immediately, miraculous healings, cures, and conversions occurred. Everyone wanted a medal of the Immaculate Conception, as it was first called. Not only did the Archbishop of Paris request some first medals, but even Pope Gregory XVI had one at the foot of the crucifix on his desk. The medal quickly spread throughout France and then the rest of the world, and before long, people started calling it the Miraculous Medal. Now for your holy card for today. What's the name of the saintly daughter of charity to whom our Blessed Mother gave the miraculous medal? Of course, you know, it's Saint Catherine Laboure. Saint Catherine Laboure, whose incorrupt body now lies behind glass beneath the side altar in the chapel of Our Lady of Graces of the Miraculous Medal at 140 Rue de Bac, where the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to her 195 years ago. today. Mary said graces will be abundant for those who have confidence. Graces will be abundant for those who have confidence. On this Thanksgiving Day in the United States of America, we humbly acknowledge that we have indeed received many, many abundant graces and blessings. Graces will be abundant for those who have confidence, but the stones that shed no light represent the graces that people forget to ask for. Why do we forget to ask Jesus for certain graces through the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary? The Lord wants to give us even more graces. St. John the Apostle tells us in his gospel that God wants to give us grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. St. John tells us that God does not ration the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He wants to pour them out upon us in a superabundance. Why do we forget to ask God for his grace? Perhaps because we sometimes forget that these graces come from God and not from us. Exactly 33 years after our Blessed Mother appeared to St. Catherine Labouré in the convent chapel at Rue de Bac, 33 years after that, on the 3rd of October, 1863, the 16th President of the United States of America, Abraham Lincoln, issued a Thanksgiving proclamation establishing, and I quote, that the last Thursday of November shall be a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. Lincoln said in his proclamation that we are prone to forget the source from which our blessings come. Lincoln wisely said that no human counsel hath devised, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. In other words, the graces we receive are not based on our own brilliant intelligence and hard work. Rather, Lincoln says, they are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who hath nevertheless remembered mercy. And so that's what we're here to do this morning. That's why I celebrate the Eucharist every single day of my priestly life. This is the ultimate act of thanksgiving, the celebration of the Eucharist. Every single day of my priestly life. This morning, this is Mass number, as I told the students last week, this is Mass number 13,711. 13,711 times in my young priestly life, I have offered this sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Most High God, who has remembered his promise of mercy. I invite you to join me this morning in thanking God for bestowing upon us grace upon grace, and to humbly ask for even more grace. Graces that we sometimes forget to ask for, but he, in his mercy, is longing to give us. Amen.